good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Good morning, Terence.
Morning, Darren.
Help me with the student protest thing. Okay, so it all started off with the Fees Must Fall protest over a year ago and a demand for free higher education. Mm. The recent violent and destructive student protest is simply the continuation
of
that struggle. But the thing for me is that it's escalated to breaking the law. Mm. Now, they burned the law library at UKZN and with it some really old, irreplaceable manuscripts.
That was very sad, yeah.
It was very sad. And then last week, another building at the University of Pietermaritzburg campus set alight. So on the one hand, I sympathize with these students who want and actually deserve free education, but I can't condone the violent destruction of property in order to get there. Mm. So yes, everybody deserves free education. We now have the United Nations Development Goals, or also known as the Global Goals, which every country in the world has signed up for. Mm. And this simply means that by 2030, we should have free universal primary and secondary education.
Yep.
This means that every child should be able to go to school regardless of gender or social status, and that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe higher education is on that agenda yet.
Okay.
So in terms of economics here in South Africa, I think the issues are around the funding models for universities. Mm-hmm. I think it's difficult to make an argument against free education when you see such incredible waste of resources in the country. You know, people argue that you can't sponsor a student to attend university, but you can afford to buy 15 BMWs and an aeroplane for ministers. Mm. You know, you can afford to pay Shlali Motsoeneng 11 million rand for not doing a very good job at the SABC, and you can afford to pay SAA another 5 billion rand bailout.
It's their fifth or sixth one.
Exactly. So the fact is, the shortfall on university funding is large. You need almost 4 billion rand to fund fees, subsidies.
Yeah. I think that's only for a year as well.
For a year. Mm. So where's the logic? I can understand why people are frustrated, but destroying infrastructure is not going to help, because that means that's just an additional cost to the university. Mm-hmm. The other problem that we have is that we expect universities to be independent institutions, but part of the funding comes from government, you know, the other part from fees, but the majority of those fees as well come from government subsidies. Mm. The latest declaration by the Minister of Higher Education was that universities must determine their own fee increases, but it shouldn't be more than 8%. Mm. But that's not acceptable to the student body, and so there are these uprisings. Mm. So what these students expect to do is go to university for free, and that the taxpayer would pick up the tab. Mm. There actually needs to be a level of accountability brought into that system. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to demand free higher education, first of all, you must work really hard at school to make sure that you're equipped to go to university and pass within the minimum prescribed time. You can't spend 7 years doing a 3-year degree, first of all. And once you finish, you need to pay that subsidy back, or at least make a positive contribution as a taxpayer. Mm. You need to work bloody hard to get or create a job and become a contributor to the tax base. And if you signed up for student financial aid scheme loan, which many of the students have, they're not scholarships that you don't have to pay back. You have to commit to paying those back. It should be mandatory that the minute you start earning at a certain level, you pay those back. The National Student Financial Aid Scheme has billions of rands that are owed by students who have since graduated and are working and earning a living. Mm. So when you talk about free higher education, everybody has to take responsibility for funding that. Mm-hmm. You yourself as a student now need to think about how you're going to help future students pay for their education when you become gainfully employed.
Yeah.
And coming up, I'm going to give you a few solutions maybe to this problem.
Also, if you have, if you're listening to this and you have, if we've left anything out, you want to give us a call, 089-310-9495. You can interact directly with Terence on Twitter as well as at Terence Pillay, 1-1-R in Terence. And our number again, I'd love to hear from you on this topic, because it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. 089-310-9495.
East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.
We're going to continue with the student protest with Terence Pillay and the Good, the Bad and the Ugly. And we're taking your calls, 089-310-9495. The Fees Must Fall is a long-standing campaign. And the quality, affordable education for all South Africans, in actual fact, all citizens of the world, seems to come at the expense of that you'll have to pay if you look at some of the American students for 20 or 30 years after you achieve your education. How do we find a middle ground for this? What needs to be done? 089-310-9495. We're taking your calls, more with Good, the Bad and the Ugly. And Terence Pillay. got Sandra on the line. Good morning, Sandra.
Hi there, how are you?
Lekker, man. You have a question for Terrence?
Yeah. Has anybody actually ever considered the high dropout rates of first-year students at university?
That's a very good question.
I did a whole show on it. And basically the figure is that 50% of students who start at first year will not make it through university.
I think the question is, are we working into the fact that costs a lot of money for a whole bunch of first years that are just going to drop out?
Yeah, I don't think we are. That's
your point.
That's the point. That's the point of the show. People don't consider that, and I think they should. The fact of the matter is, and I'm coming up to that, is that there is no one putting their hand up and saying, here's a constructive solution to this problem. You know, you've got reactionary responses from people in positions of authority and power, politicians who will say things like, we should just close the universities down and make them feel what it is like to have no education. Or shut down the universities 16 months or whatever that statement was.
That was Gwede Mantashe.
Exactly.
Not constructive at all.
So now you have these young people who are not in education and training, what we call NEETs, N-I-E-T-S, referring to someone who's not qualified to do anything, and they're not employed and are not working towards getting qualified to do anything. Mm. And this just adds to the problem. There are millions of these young people who are defined in that bracket.
Yes.
And now we're going to add all these students into that pool of people.
Yeah.
How's that helping helping a situation? You know, it's not a constructive solution. That's just getting people's backs up instead of engaging in a constructive way. The other problem is that everything rises and falls on leadership. And we know that we don't have leadership within government in critical positions that deal with issues like this. And you don't have leadership within the student body either. So who's providing the leadership? Where are the young creative problem solvers who are going to lead the student body to constructive solutions to this problem? You know,
Sandra, can we ask you why you asked that specific question?
Well, I'm not personally against free tertiary education.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that we need to start at basic education level. However, at tertiary level, consider giving a higher bursary or scholarship of some sort to second years and above. You know, earn your place first before you get a free education.
Fair enough.
You know, Sandra,
you did mention that earlier. If you have the qualifications to go to university, then you're allowed. And if you can't afford, then we'll help you out.
100%. But, you know, I also believe that everybody should have an opportunity for post-school education. But this doesn't necessarily mean university education.
Mm-hmm.
It simply means that you pursue something within your passion, whether it means going to a place or a teacher training college, a technical college, or going to university.
Exactly.
You know, there's also that.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't necessarily be an automatic path. People have to face the reality that we have only so many institutions with so many places. So we already have an overcrowding universities, and universities are already underfunded. For me, the reality at the end of the day is that there are a lot of students who are desperate for an education and are not getting it.
Mm.
In many situations where there is major social upheaval, which is what I think we're facing now, a revolution of some kind around higher education, there's always going to be a process of rebuilding. Someone has got to lead you. So we need that kind of Nelson Mandela free higher education movement. We need someone to really ask, how do we reconcile this and build and not break?
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I don't see that emerging from any kind of leader.
Certainly not
at the
from the Gwede Mantashes or the Blabens and Mondays at this stage.
And from the Student Body Council either.
All right. This is not going to go away. We'll watch you. We'll look at it even closer. Listen, if you want to engage with Terrence, you can do so on Twitter at Terrence Pillay, one R in Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.